Join us for the next hour as we explore mastery of the mind with our guest, John Selby. I'm Michael Toms.
And I'm Justine Willis-Toms.
We'll be your hosts. Welcome to New Dimensions.
The work I'm doing now in business is shocking, to be quite honest. I just came back from Europe where I had 16 of the top CEOs in a room for a day teaching them my new method. The third step in the method is to drop down and simply say the sentence, I'm aware of the feelings in my heart. None of them could find anything there. What they came to realize is that if they go through a whole day at work and don't focus their attention to their heart, they were a heartless businessman that whole day. The choice we have is where we're going to focus our attention every moment. And my grandfather, for instance, always had his attention primarily focused in his heart. So he was a heartful, loving person. Everyone loved him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Going back also to the men who took 4 hours for them to have a glimmer of what it felt like to be in touch with their hearts, how did you help them get in touch with their hearts?
Well, there's only one thing that I can do. And in fact, all of my work at this point is simply doing one thing, helping people turn their focus of attention in directions that further them. All I can do is give them what I call focus phrases. You know, I'm aware of the feelings in my heart. And by saying the words to yourself, not thinking but saying them, something happens. The attention, in fact, goes, you know, where the words point it. The words are very powerful that way. I just taught them this process, and the process is so simple and so deep. If you're not aware of the air flowing in and out your nose, you ain't here at a very deep level, right? So it makes us present. And then only with that preparation can people really make the next step, which is right in the middle of their breathing, to be aware of the feelings in their heart. So as Granddaddy would say, you can lead a horse to water, and that's all you can do. So I just lead horses to water, basically, in my work.